This is the Country Hour with Tony Briscoe.
Well, finally today, renowned Tasmanian viticulturalist Fred Peacock has received another gong for his work, the Gourmet Traveller Wine Viticulturist of the Year for 2018. Tasmanian wine industry veteran's been instrumental in the rise in production and profile of Tasmanian wines. He spoke to reporter Jane Longhurst about his abiding enthusiasm for how the sector is adapting to new climate challenges. Jane began by asking the Brim Creek Vigneron, given his stature within the Tasmanian wine industry, how come he hadn't won the award before?
Very good question. I think it's partly a recognition, I think, of my years of service in the industry, as well as perhaps some viticultural skills. I mean, we've seen enormous changes, and maybe I'm getting greyer in the hair and they think it's time they gave me an award before something underwater happens. I don't know.
The awards were announced. When did they occur?
They actually announced a couple of months ago in Sydney and at an awards night where, of course, they have the Gourmet Traveller Winemaker of the Year Award. It's only in the last 7 or 8 years that they've awarded a Viticulturalist of the Year, which I think is fantastic because it recognises the importance of the quality of the fruit in determining the eventual wine quality.
Could you explain to me the difference between a viticulturalist and a winemaker?
A winemaker basically is working in the winery. They spend some time in the vineyard looking at fruit because they need to know the style of fruit that they're producing. But their primary objective is the wine production. Whereas a viticulturist, their prime objective is the production of the grapes that go to the winery to be made into wine.
You've maintained that it's the quality of the grapes that is key to the product that comes out of the bottle at the end of the process. That also suggests that equally essential is the quality of the soil within which the grapes grow. How does Tasmania perform?
Soil is only one of many, many factors. I think the climate is the most important part. Soil is obviously essential. You need to have, you know, not fantastic soil. Grapevines will tolerate very low fertility levels. In fact, some of the best blocks of grapes are coming off some fairly, I'd call them fairly hostile soils, very poorly structured, grey podzolic soils, not the sort of soil you would grow vegetables in. Mm. And in fact, if you look at the very good soils, say like the northwest coast, where they're producing fantastic vegetables, they are not generally fantastic viticultural soils because the vines become a little bit too vigorous. And you need to balance the vigour and the fruit production. Grapevines are potentially enormously vigorous if you allow them to be, with very good soil, high nutrition, plenty of water. They can really go quite rampant. Now, and that creates a problem in that you need to get a balanced vine. So it's all about balanced vines these days. And that's the balance between the fruit production and the vegetative part of the vine. And we even go to extents now of leaf plucking. So we give the fruit a certain amount of exposure to sunlight, and that helps us to also regulate some of the flavour compounds in the berries themselves.
Are winemakers embracing this sort of care, this kind of high labour-intensive leaf plucking, as you describe it?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, you'll find winemakers in vineyards very, very often nowadays. Winemakers spend quite a lot of time in vineyards, and they will also interact with the viticulturalist and determine, I guess, how they're going to produce those grapes to go into the style of wine that they're aspiring to. So there's no argument between viticulturalists and winemakers about the importance of the quality of the fruit. And nowadays, winemakers will quite openly say, I can't make a better wine than the quality of the fruit that's been delivered. So you have to get it right in the vineyard.
Back to the awards in Sydney a couple of months ago. Was Tasmania well represented?
Yes, we had some finalists in there. Tassie had some finalists in the awards, which was fantastic. And it's not the first time Tasmania's had finalists in the awards there at all. So Tassie's certainly punching well above its weight. There's no doubt about that. And there's very strong recognition of that around Australia, definitely, even internationally.
With the presentation of the award to you as Wine Viticulturalist for 2018, was there a key message that you were able to impart through an acceptance speech?
I think perhaps my key message was that it's good to see the viticulturalist being rewarded, whereas most of the awards in the past couple of decades have always gone to winemakers. But now I think there's an equal sharing in the quality of the wine between the winemaker and the grape producer, and I think that's the way it's got to be. I mean, that's why Tasmania, it was one of the reasons Tassie's doing so well, is that we have a climate down here that particularly suits varieties like Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, the production of sparkling wines. Now, that climate is absolutely critical. And we know that there are other areas of the world, and even in Australia, that are starting to find that they will need to change their varietal mix to match the changing climate. And so the interaction of climate, site, soils, winemakers, winemaking techniques, etc., they're all part of this mix of producing great wine.
What do you predict is going to happen for Tasmania, say, in 20 years, 30 years' time? What will be, will it still be those varietals you mentioned, you know, Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Sparkling, etc.? Will they still be dominant, or do you think there's going to be a kind of a correction to accommodate the changing climate conditions?
I actually think it's quite exciting because this changing climate is going to give us opportunities we didn't have before. For example, some fantastic Shiraz is now coming out of Tasmania, and you're going to see a lot more Shiraz over the next 5 years. There are quite a lot more plantings going in. I think we'll also see an expansion in some of the Bordeaux varieties like Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot. It makes those varieties a lot more reliable as the climate has been changing. And I mean, we produce a Cabernet Merlot, and we've certainly seen that change over the last 20 years quite dramatically. We've been able to get into a flavour profile that is where it should be, and we also have a much higher degree of reliability between seasons, whether they're sort of mild, coolish or warmer. But the gradual warming of the climate is certainly going to give us opportunities to move into, as I say, more Bordeaux styles, and particularly, say, things like Shiraz. There's a lot of Shiraz planting going. It's really exciting, I think.
In your decades of experience, from your time working at DPI, you're the first state viticulturalist officer, and then as a business owner and partner and consultant, you'll have seen so many changes, and you've referred to the changes that you have seen. What have been some landmark moments that you've observed or been instrumental in your career?
I think the rise of new production systems has been very, very important. When we first started 20, 30 years ago, further back, the vineyards were being established with basically fencing tractors. There was no specialised equipment. The posts were not particularly specialised. There was no service industry around the industry at all. So you're pulling in people who are doing other jobs agriculturally and trying to get them to use their equipment and their expertise to establish a vineyard, you know, putting the hardware in place, irrigation, trellis posts, etc. Now, the industry's got to a stage where we have a dedicated series of operators who are set up with the right equipment to install vineyards. We have new post systems, there are different wire systems. There's a lot more mechanisation, whereas back in the early days, there was virtually no mechanisation. We didn't even have bird net layers. You know, they were things we made up onto the roll bars of tractors and out of bits of pipe and things like this. Now, there was equipment there that's dedicated to that, and it's very, very good. And it's made the whole production system, well, more economic and just easier to work with.
So would you say it's an exciting time looking at 2018 and beyond for Tasmanian winemakers and viticulturalists?
Oh, look, absolutely, without doubt. I mean, we're seeing some very skilled technicians in the industry now, particularly in vineyards. I mean, winemakers have always had long education, a lot of experience. Viticulturalists, of course, are working outside, so we're working with the weather, so our seasons change a lot. They're changing every week in Tassie, if not every day. And we're seeing people now who are building up an enormous amount of skill. They've had a lot of experience. We're also learning a lot more about different varieties and also clones, which is like a strain of a variety. And we're now starting to look at rootstocks so that we can, I guess, adapt as best we can to the local conditions, soils, climate and so on.
And thinking of 2018, it's nearly dragging to a close, but I have been reading that you're quite excited about what the 2018 grapes represent. Are you enthusiastic to see where they go?
You mean for the 18 vintage?
Yes.
The 18 vintage, I think, was one of the best vintage we've ever had. I always regarded 2005 as probably the best vintage Tassie had ever seen across the board, across all the varieties. It was an absolutely stunning year. And those wines are still standing up beautifully. We've tasted some recently and they're still magnificent. I think 18 is going to go very, very close to knocking 2005 off.
Fred Peacock, viticulturist from Brim Creek Vineyard, on his award from Gourmet Traveller as the Australian Wine Viticulturalist of the Year for 2018. And as you heard Fred said, the year looks pretty good. with regard to the wines they're producing. Talking now to Jane Longhurst, and Brim Creek Vineyard has been recognised on the world stage with a trio of trophies awarded at international wine shows in Europe and Asia for their Chardonnay and Pinot. Job well done.